Halacha Aleph. Misha Pita Besula. Someone who seduced a virgin girl. Koinsim Oisoi Mishkal Chamishim Sloim. He is punished by a fine of a weight of 50 Sloim Shel Kesef Mizukok, of pure silver. He has to pay this weight of pure silver, 50 Sloim. We learned in Hilchas Ishes, Perek Yud Halochaches, that the 200 dinarim of the ksuva for a besula, for a virgin, is only 1 in 8 pure silver. That is 7 parts of copper and 1 part of silver. But the 50 sloim that have to be paid for this fine have to be 50 sloim of pure silver. V'hu hanikra knas. And this payment is called knas. Knas means a punishment, a fine. V'chein im anas oisa. The same law applies if he raped her against her will. He has to pay the same fine. U'knas zeh mitzvah saseh shal Torah. The payment of this fine is a positive commandment, a positive mitzvah in the Torah, shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'nosan ha'ish ha'shoichev ima, the man who lies with her shall pay la'avi hanaro, to the father of the girl, chamishim kosef, 50 pieces of silver. Halacha beis, v'ezehu mefata, what is called seducing a girl, the ezahu oines, and what case is called force or rape? Mifata, seduction is lertzoina, with her consent. She consented to have intercourse with him. Oines, rape is shebo aleha bal karcha. He took her against her will. Kol haniveles basode, any case where sexual intercourse took place in the field, that is, not in a populated area. That is, witnesses saw this act taking place, and they were at a distance from it. They couldn't tell. They could tell what was happening, but couldn't tell whether it was by force or whether it was done with her consent. Harezu becheskas anusa. We assume, the assumption is made, that this was rape. The assumption is made that it was done against her will. V'donin oisa bidin anusa. And this case is judged as a case of rape. Ad sheyoidu ho'edim shebirtzoina nivala. Unless the witnesses are able to testify for a certainty that they saw it was done with her consent. If they can't testify, then the assumption is, in a non-populated area, that it was done against her will. V'chol haniveles ba'ir. And any case where one had intercourse with her in a city, in a populated place, harezu becheskas mefuta, then the assumption is that she was seduced and she agreed, she consented to it. Why do we assume this? Mipnei shaloi zoaka, because ordinarily, in a populated place, she would have screamed. And since she didn't yell or scream, it was assumed that it was done with her consent. Ad sheyoidu ha'edim, unless the witnesses are able to testify specifically shehi anusa, that she was forced against her will. Kigoin, how could they testify to such a thing? Kigoin, for example, they saw sheshalaf lo cherev, he drew a sword against her, v'yomar lo, he said to her, im tizoki, if you will make a noise, if you will scream, eregoi sachai will kill you. So if the witnesses specifically saw that, then we say, although it was in a city and she didn't scream, we say that it was by force. Otherwise, we assume that she consented. Halacha Gimel, Hamefuta, a girl who was seduced by her consent, Shaloi Rotisa Lehinose Lemefata, and afterwards was not willing to be married to her seducer, or her father did not want to give her to the seducer in marriage, oy sheloy ratzahu lichnois, or he himself, the seducer, didn't want to marry her. Hareza noisin knos, the seducer pays the fine, the knas v'hoylich, and he is excused. V'en koifin oisoy lichnois, he is not forced to marry her in this case. V'yemiratzu, but if all the parties were willing, uknasa, and he did marry her, einoy mishalim knas, then he does not pay the fine. Ela koisev laksuva, kishar hapsulas, he writes for her a ksuva of 200 dinrim, like all virgins. Even though she is no longer a virgin, but since it was by his act of seduction that she's no longer a virgin, he has to write her a ksuva as he would write to a virgin. This is the case of mefuta, of seduction, aval ho'anusa, but the one who was raped against her will, shaloi ratzas, if she was not willing, she herself, oyaviha, or her father was unwilling, lehinase loinis, that she should marry the one who raped her, harishus beyodam, then they are permitted to say they are not willing to agree to this marriage. Benoisin knas, and then the culprit pays the fine, v'hoylech, and he is excused. Ratzitzahi v'yaviha, but if she and her father were consenting to this marriage, v'loy ratzahu, and he was not willing, the culprit here was not willing, koifinoisai, they force him, v'koines, and he must marry her, v'noisin knas, and he must pay the fine in addition. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, v'loy siyeli isha, she shall become his wife. She shall be his wife. Harezu mitzvah saseh, this is a mitzvah saseh that he must marry her. If she and her father are willing, he is not given the choice in the matter. He must marry her as well as pay the fine. Afilu hi chigris, even though she might be lame, oy suma, or blind, oy mitzoiras, or suffering from some terrible skin disease, koifin oy soy lichnois, he is forced to marry her, even though it's a woman whom he ordinarily would not marry, and he has good excuse for not being willing to marry her. Nevertheless, he is forced to do so. He may never, by his own choice, divorce her. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav. He may not send her away, he may not divorce her for the rest of his life. Harezu mitzvahs loisaseh. Here is a mitzvahs loisaseh, a negative commandment. So he has a positive mitzvah on him, he must marry her, and a negative commandment, having married her, he may never divorce her. Halacha dalid, v'ein lo ksuba, and he is not required to write a ksuba for her. Shaloi tiknu chachomim ksuba, because the only reason that the rabbis made the law that you must write a ksuba le'isha for a woman, is only elo kidei shaloi tia kala b'yeinav lohitzia, so that it will not be easy for a man to divorce his wife. V'zeh eina yochel lohitzia, but this man is anyway unable to divorce his wife, so there is no reason to require him to write a ksuba. The interesting thing is that here, as well as in Hilchas Ishus Perek Yud Halacha Zayin, the Rambam states explicitly that the ksuva is the Rabbanon. It's a decree of the rabbis. Although our custom and the law, as many other poskim stated, is that ksuva is the oraisa. It's a law, it's an original law of the Torah, that a husband must write a ksuva for his wife if she is a virgin. It is our custom that when a ksuva is written for a virgin, we also write in the ksuva itself explicitly that the ksuva is the oraisa. The interesting thing to note is that the Rambam himself, in Hilchos Yibum v'Chalitza, Perek Dalid, Halacha Lamed Gimel, writes the text of Iksuva, and there also he states explicitly that it is the Araisa. However, there are manuscripts of the Rambam in which the word the Araisa is missing there, and it would seem from the Rambam here and in Hilchas Ishus that those manuscripts are the correct ones. Halacha hei, hoisa anusa zu asura alav. If this woman whom he raped was forbidden to him to marry, afilu mechayove yasei, even if the prohibition was not a negative commandment, it was just a mitzvah that he has to marry someone other than her, a mitzvah sasei that he may not marry her. Va'afilu shnia, and even if the prohibition was only derabonon, a list of the derabonon prohibitions is found in Hilchas Ishus Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. Even if she was one of those who was forbidden to him derabonon, harei ze lo yisoena, he is not to marry her. V'chein, im nimtza ba dvar zima achar shekonas, if it is found that she is acting in a wanton fashion, she is acting improperly after he married her, harei ze yigorshena, he is permitted to divorce her. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, v'lo yisiya l'isha, she shall be his wife. Why does it specify his wife? Isha hara uyaloi, the wife that it's proper for him to have. But if there is some valid religious reason why she is not a fitting wife for him, not a reason of his choice, such as she is diseased or deformed, but a religious reason why she's not fitting for him, then he is not to marry her, and if he has married her, he may divorce her. Halacha Vav, Kohen Gadol she'onas besula, a Kohen Gadol who raped a besula, a virgin, oisha pita oisa, or he has seduced her with her consent, hareza lo yichnois, he is not permitted to marry her, mipnei shehu mitzuva likach es hamsula, because he is required to marry a besula, a virgin, ubishor she'yisazu eina besula, and when he's going to marry her, she is no longer a virgin. Bimkonas, if he did marry her, yoitzi beget, he's required to divorce her and write a get for her. Therefore, we have two things here. The ordinary case of someone who seduced a virgin, we say that since he was the one who caused her no longer to be a virgin, he has to write her a ksuva as if she were a virgin. But in the case of a Kohen Gadol, we don't say that since he seduced her, she's considered as if she were a virgin, but we say, no, he may not marry her, since at the time he's marrying her, she is not a virgin. Halacha Zayin, af al pi shenemar ba'oynis, even though the Pasuk says concerning a case of rape, lo yuchal l'shalcha, it's a mitzvah lo yisasei, he may not divorce her. Nevertheless, there's no malchus given for transgressing such a mitzvah loisase. Kaven shekedoma yasei, since the posuk previously gave a mitzvah sase concerning it, shenemar, the posuk says, veloisiyesh leisha, she shall be his wife. Hareza nitoki lase, this mitzvah loisase was superseded by a mitzvah sase. The negative commandment is superseded by this positive commandment. Nimtzeis zu mitzvah lo yisase shenitka lase, a negative commandment superseded by a positive one. She'ein loikin aleho, in such a case there is no malchus given. Ela im loikiyei mase sheba, only in the case where he does not fulfill the mitzvah sase, then he receives malchus for the mitzvah lo yisase. All these rules will be explained in Hilchas Sanhedrin. It's in Perek Yudches Halacha Beis. Lefichach, therefore, ha'oines, one who raped a virgin, she'ovar, he transgressed the mitzvah then, v'geirish, and he divorced her after he married her. Koifin oisei laharzir, he is forced to take her back and marry her again, ve'enoi loike, and he does not get malchus. Since he does the mitzvahs asei, he does not get malchus for the mitzvahs loise asei. Meisa grushasai, koidem sheyachzirena, but if this wife whom he divorced dies before he's able to remarry her, or she accepted kiddushin from someone else, now he can no longer remarry her. Or if he was a koyin she'asar begrusha, a koyin is not permitted to marry a divorced woman. Now that he's divorced her, he cannot do the mitzvah asei. Hareza loike. In these cases, he does get malchus. Shaharei ovar al loisase, because he has transgressed the mitzvah loisase, the negative commandment, ve'eino yochel lekayim asei shabbat, and he can no longer fulfill the mitzvah asei. Therefore, we're left with the loisase, the negative commandment that he transgressed, for which he gets malchus. Halacha ches, ein ha'oynis oy ha'mefate chayiv baknos, the culprit who raped her or seduced her is not required to pay this fine, this knas, ad sheyovay aleho kedarka, unless he had intercourse with her in the usual, in the natural fashion. Uve'edim, and there must be witnesses to this fact. That is, if he came forward himself and confessed, and there were no witnesses to the fact, he is not required in such a case to pay the fine. Ve'enitzarech hasroah, and he does not require any forewarning, even though the witnesses said nothing to him and did not warn him. We're in a case of malchus, or in a case of the death penalty, the penalty cannot be given unless the witnesses warned him. But here, no warning is required, and he still has to pay the fine. From what age does a girl reach the stage where one who had intercourse with her has to pay this fine? From the time she has reached 3 full years, until she reaches her full sexual maturity. If he had intercourse with her before she was 3 years old, ain biyasabiya. Her sexual acts are not considered sexual intercourse, and so none of these rules apply to him. Ba'alea mishabagra, if he had intercourse with her after she reached her full sexual maturity. These rules, by the way, are given in Hilchas Ishus in the 2nd chapter. All these rules are detailed. In such a case, if he came upon her after she was 12 and a half years old, or after she reached her full sexual maturity, ein lo knas, there is no fine to be paid. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, this case applies to Nara Besula, the case of a Nara, loy ha-boigris, not the one who is a boigris. The definitions of Nara and boigris, as we have said, are given in Hilchas Ishus, the 2nd chapter. Halacha tes, achas sheyesh la'ov ve'achas she'ein la'ov. The same case applies whether she has a father or whether she doesn't have a father. Even though the Pasuk said that he shall pay to her father the fine, but even if she doesn't have a father, he is still required to pay the fine. Yesh lo knas, he must pay the fine. Ve'elu she'ein lahem knas. And here are the cases where there is no fine to be paid. Ha-boigris, a girl who has reached the stage of boigris, as we mentioned in the previous halacha, v'ha-mema'enes, and a girl who was married by her mother or her brothers, gave her in marriage, and this is not a fully legal marriage, and then she refused to live with her husband. So even though she is still a ketana, she is still a minor, nevertheless, since she was fully married, we do not assume her to be a virgin, and there's no fine to be paid if someone raped her or seduced her. Vaha Ilanis. Ilanis is defined in Hilchas Ishus Perek Beis, the 5th halacha. An Ilanis is one, is a girl who has some sickness in which she never reaches her sexual maturity, and an eiliness goes from being a ketana directly to being a boigeris. An eiliness never is a nara. And therefore, since she is never a nara, the Rambam states that there's no fine to be paid in this case, even though usually for a ketana there is a fine to be paid, the fine is paid, but a ketana generally is expected to become a nara someday, but an eiliness never will become a nara. She goes from the case of nara straight to bogeris. However, the Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid states that an eiliness does receive the fine. That is, one who raped or seduced an eiliness does have to pay the knas. V'hashoyte, v'hachershis, a girl who was an idiot, who was incapable of managing her affairs, v'hachershis, or she was a deaf mute. In these cases, we also assume that she was not a virgin, since she was in a position where many people could take advantage of her, and therefore we do not require him to pay the fine. The Ravid here again disagrees and states that in these cases also the fine is paid. One who had a bad name because of her conduct when she was younger, even though there is no evidence that she was actually not a virgin, nevertheless, Bo Shnayim, two witnesses came, Veheidu, and testified, Shetova Oysam Liznoisima, that she propositioned them to have intercourse with them, even though there's no evidence that she had actually done so with anyone. In these cases, he's not required to pay the fine. Vehamigureshes Min Hanisuin Vadayan Hinaira Bsula, and one who was married, there was Nisuin, and then she was divorced, even though she's still a virgin, the marriage was not consummated, she's still a Naira and she's still a virgin, nevertheless, since she was married, there is no fine paid. Aval Hamigoireshes Minhoirusin, but if she merely had Kiddushin, but not a full Nisuin, and she was divorced by her husband, Imnansa, and later on someone raped her, Yesh lo knas, since she was still a virgin and she had not had the full marriage, Yesh lo knas, the knas is to be paid by the culprit, Ukenasa le'atzma, and the knas is paid to her, since she actually did have Kiddushin, she is no longer under her father's jurisdiction, and the fine is paid directly to her, not to her father. V'im nispatza, but if she was, that's a case of rape, v'im nispatza, but if she was seduced with her consent, ein lo knas, there's no fine paid. Halacha yud, hagiyoyres, a girl who converted to Judaism, who was not born Jewish, v'hashvuya, or one who was captured and then had been ransomed, v'ham shuchreres, or one who had been a shivcha k'nainis, who had been non-Jewish and became a slave of a Jew, and then was set free, and now has become a full-fledged Jew, im nizgaira, v'nivdis, v'nishtachra, if any one of these girls converted, or was ransomed, or was set free as a slave, and they were under or up to the age of 3 years old, yesh lo knas. Then later on, if they were seduced or raped, a fine is paid, because they are considered virgins for this purpose. But if they were 3 years and older, kishen izgaira, when the girl converted, oy kishenivdis, or the captured one was ransomed, oy kishenishtachara, or when the slave was set free, ein lo knas, there is no fine paid. Hoyelu biyosan biya, since above the age of 3, all their sexual acts are considered to be full sexual acts, Harei hen kibulas, they are considered as if they are no longer virgins. Halacha yud alef. Hoy sa b'sula zu asura al ha'ina seyma mefate. If this b'sula, this virgin, was forbidden in marriage to the one who raped her or seduced her. Im hoy sa achas mechayv krisis, if it was a prohibition for which one is chayv kores, premature death, a heavenly punishment, and for which the Bezdin gives Malkus, Kigoin, for example, Achoisoi, she was his sister, or Doidosoi, or his uncle's wife, Vahanido, or she was a Nido, Vahayotzibahem, or some similar case, where the punishment is Kores, or Shahoisa Mechai Velavin, or she was one of those for which only Malkus is given, in Hisruboi, then in this case, if the witnesses warned him of the punishment that he would receive for having intercourse with her, that is the Kores or the Malkus, Hareza Loike, then he receives the Malkus, the Eine Mishalim Knas, and he does not pay the fine, She'ein Adam Loike Mishalim, because in no case do we say that a person is punished for the same act by both Malkus and paying money. V'im Loi Hoysa Sham Hasra, but if the witnesses did not warn him, and therefore he is not liable to receive the Malkus, Hoyil ve'enichayv Malkus, since he does not get the Malkus, Hareza Mishalim Knas, then he pays the fine. Halocha Yud Beis, Hoysa Mechayv ve'yasei, but if she was prohibited to him only as a mitzvah sasei, or shnia or derabonon, v'chayotzei behem, some such case where Bezdin does not inflict any separate punishment, Sha'asura midivrei soifrim, some other case where it's a rabbinical decree that prohibits him from marrying her, bein hisruboi, bein loy hisruboi, whether the witnesses warned him or didn't warn him, chayiv biknas, he has to pay the fine, she'ein kan malkus, because there is no malkus d'iraisa. Halacha yud gimel, hoysa mechayve misas bezdin, but if she was forbidden to him as a capital crime, a case where having intercourse with her carries the death penalty, kegoin bitoi, she was his daughter, for example, ve'eshes benoi, or his son's wife, v'chayotzi behem, other cases, bein hisru, in such a case, in a capital case, bein hisru boi, bein loy hisru boi, regardless of whether they warned him, and therefore the capital punishment may actually be carried out, or bein loy hisru boi, they didn't warn him, and the capital punishment will in fact not be carried out, Potter min haknas. In any case, he is excused from paying the knas. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'lo yiyah osoin, no misfortune will happen. Elneish yonesh, then he shall pay the fine. Ha'im hayasham osoin, if a misfortune did happen, then ein sham oinesh, he is not required to pay the fine. The case that this is talking about is two men who were having a fist fight, and a pregnant woman got in the way, and one of them struck the pregnant woman without meaning to, and caused her to miscarry. So the Torah says that if no misfortune happened to the woman, that is, he didn't kill the woman also at the same time, then he has to pay a fine for causing the miscarriage. Since the Pasuk specifies that he pays the fine only when no misfortune happens, when he didn't kill the woman also, from this we learn that if the woman was killed, then he doesn't pay the fine. Because since he has committed a capital crime, he killed the woman, he does not have to pay the fine. Since he committed a crime that carries capital punishment, there is no fine to be paid. V'afal pi shahariges ha'isha b'shkaga, and even though here, even if he were to have killed the woman, he would not actually be put to death for it, because the killing of the woman was unintentional, unwilling, shaharei lo niskavnu la, because they didn't mean to strike her, they meant to strike each other. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'chiyino su anoshim v'nogfu isha. Two men will be fighting with each other, and they will strike a woman. So they didn't intend to strike the woman, they intended to strike each other. Even though this case is unintentional killing, and therefore there would not, in fact, be any capital punishment given, Halamadita, we learn from this case, Shaloi Cholak HaKosov, Ba'osin Ben Shoigig LeMezid, LePatrei Minat Tashlumim. In a case of murder, the Pasuk does not differentiate between intentional and unintentional killing to absolve the culprit from paying the fine. And another proof is brought that even in a case where capital punishment is not actually given, nevertheless he's free from paying the fine. Hadehu Oimer, another Pasuk states, Makei Nefesh Behema Yishalmena, someone who causes a damage by killing someone's behema, someone's animal, has to pay for it. Umakei Odom, and one who strikes a person and kills him, Yumas. In this case, the culprit is put to death. Ma Makei Nefesh Behema, Loicholok HaKosov Ben Shoigig LeMezid, just as the case of killing someone's animal, the Torah does not differentiate between shogeg and mezid, between unintentional and intentional, lechayve petashlumim, to require him to pay, because the rule is always that if a person causes damage to another, whether he meant to or didn't mean to, he has to pay the damages. So also, af maki nefesh adam, so also one who killed a person, which is brought in the same pasuk, killing the behemoth, killing an animal and killing the person is in the same pasuk. So also one who killed a person, loicholak hakosov, the Torah does not differentiate bein shoigig lemezid, between unintentional and intentional, lepatrei minat tashlumim, to absolve him, to free him from paying for it. That is a case where someone wounded someone and then he died. Since this is a capital case, regardless of whether he did it intentionally or unintentionally, if the victim died, since it's a capital case, even though capital punishment is not actually given, he does not pay. Halacha Yudalid, v'chein hadin l'chol aveira sheyesh b'misas bezdin, so the same rule applies. In any case where one did an aveira that carries capital punishment with it, she'ein batashlumin, one does not pay. For instance, if someone sets fire to his neighbor's property on Shabbos, since setting fire on Shabbos is a crime which carries the punishment of skila, it's a capital crime, even though he was b'shoigig, he didn't know that it was Shabbos, or he didn't know that on Shabbos it's forbidden to set a fire, and so he's not actually put to death, nevertheless he does not pay for the damage in a capital case. Halacha tezvav, bo aleha umesa, if he had intercourse with her, he either raped her or seduced a virgin, vamesa, and later on, before he could marry her, before he could pay the fine, she died. Hareza potam min haknas, he is free from paying the knas, shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'nosan ha'ish ha'shoichei v'ima, the man who lies with her has to pay la'vi hanara, to the father of the girl. Since the pasuk specifies the father of the girl, the pasuk doesn't say just her father, it specifies the father of the girl. It means the living girl, loy lavi hamesa, not to the father of a dead girl. V'hu shetamus koidem shetamid badin. But this is only if she dies before the case is judged by the bezdin. If the bezdin has already judged it, but he didn't pay, and she died, he still will have to pay.